concentrated power of will. 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
All right, we got, welcome back, by the way, in the zone. It is our Festivus Friday celebration. Justin Akery, Wally Hall, presented by our friends at Deltic Timber. We appreciate them for a great year. I hope that they'll be back in 2013-14. Sorry, got in the Wayback Machine there. Pigskin Preacher's here, and Randy Dixon.
Hello.
Is here as well. He is a man who is partially responsible for bringing me here to Arkansas. In fact, I would say largely responsible for bringing me here to Arkansas. He is also probably largely responsible for me staying in Arkansas. And he's not responsible at all for me getting out of TV, although I don't think he lost any sleep over it. If you have any grievances about me coming to Arkansas, now is the time to blame Randy Dixon, ladies and gentlemen, at 433-1037.
I'm sorry.
I think Jerry Spears has a grievance about that.
There's no question.
Like to call in.
I'd like to say thank you, Mr. Dixon.
What a suck-up. Matty T is here as well.
Eddie Haskell in the booth would like to say something.
What's this on my nose?
Mrs. Cleaver, thank you for bringing Justin to Arkansas.
Before you play these clips, could I tell a story? Whenever you get ready to play the
clip. Well, I just want to say one other thing. I have one more grievance. I was just in the bathroom blowing my nose. I got to ask God when I get
to
heaven.
That's all of our grievance.
What's up with the nose hair that is like super thicker and stronger and blacker than any other hair in your entire body? You literally could hang a wrecking ball from this thing and it would not snap. I don't understand that. What's the deal?
That's ruined my whole weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting.
It's like platypus. What are you doing? I mean, seriously, God, what are you thinking? I'm just curious. What's up with the design? I'm not here to question it. I'm just curious. I'm fine with it.
I hope you get a nose trimmer now for Christmas.
I don't need one, Wally. I pluck, baby. So what's up? Give me your. By the way, it is time for our Jim's Razorback Pizza Report, which is brought to you by Jim's Razorback Pizza, where Wally has a stool named in his honor, and I'm looking for a table named in my honor. And I'm hanging out with the Arnolds, who are the owner and operators of said Razorback Pizza. And they're going to go to the game with me tomorrow night. So I'm looking forward to being with them. But Arkansas 102-56 over UT Martin, and they will be playing John Pelfrey's old club, South Alabama, tomorrow at Verizon Arena. 7 o'clock tip, and I hope you'll be there with us. And I applaud the folks at the arena for turning it around from karaoke to TSO tonight to the Razorback game tomorrow. And should be a lot of fun. Two wins in 3 days. As I've said all week, South Alabama, don't even think about coming here and winning. You owe us one. We took Pelfrey off your hands. Wally, go ahead.
The summer before Eddie resigned at Arkansas, I traveled with the basketball team to Japan, Hong Kong. Got to know all the players really. I mean, still have long relationships with Joe Klein and Charles Ballantyne and a bunch of them. And got close to Eddie and his family. And Eddie's birthday the next March. We were in the NCAA tournament in Utah, and he invited me to his birthday dinner at the top of the historic Hotel Utah. And I was at this Final Four when Villanova beat Georgetown on April Fool's Day. And about 45 minutes before the tip, Eddie came down on the floor. I'm sitting on press row, and he chats with me. He says, "What time are you leaving tomorrow?" And I said, "Well, my flight's at 10. And he said, "Well, have a safe flight. I'll see you when we get home."
Wow.
16 hours later.
Yeah.
What happened?
So you're saying of that just didn't happen within those 16 hours. There had been the wheels turning before.
He had to have could have given his old buddy a heads up.
Change
you would flight.
Think. Yeah.
I heard what we're about to play. I heard on the radio.
Right.
While driving from the airport.
This is what I went back into the KTV archives, and we dug up this news conference from April of 1985. And it just didn't play out very well to Arkansans because no one had a clue, even Broyles. And all of a sudden, Eddie Sutton winds up at a news conference in Kentucky.
Things have changed a lot since then, huh?
Yeah,
sort of. Oops.
Uh-oh.
Join me in welcoming the new head coach of Kentucky basketball team, Eddie Sutton.
I want all of you to know how excited I am. When you talk about basketball, that's Kentucky. It's the only job that I would leave the University of Arkansas for. We've built a great program in Razorback Country, but I'm flattered, I'm honored. Mr. Rupp, one of the greats of all time, and Joe Hall did a marvelous job, and I just hope I can carry on that same tradition. When Dr. Singletary and Cliff Hagan and the rest of the committee called me, believe me, I would have crawled all the way to Lexington. But I wanted our seniors, Joe Klein and Charles Ballantyne, to express to our players that this is the only job I'd leave Arkansas for, and they must understand it.
Have you?
No, I talked to our president, Ray Thornton, and resigned about an hour ago. And but I've not talked to Coach Broyles. I think he's down in Augusta playing golf.
Boom.
Wow. So there you go.
That whole season they feuded, though, if you remember.
Yeah.
They had been at odds since that trip to Japan. Mm-hmm. And 3 weeks before that press conference, when they were playing St. John's in Utah, there were four guys from Kentucky with their blue blazers on, part of the search committee, came to that game to watch Eddie. And for the second time that season, he got so angry, so upset, he left the bench and went and sat in the stands. Hmm. It was a bizarre year.
That's weird.
But, you know, there's something to be said about leaving a job well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that he quite handled that.
You know, he's still beloved here, though, by the fans. And you talk to, I mean, Tommy and I have had this debate, and he says, you know, he feels like some of Sutton's accomplishments get glossed over, and maybe that's the case because of the pinnacle that Coach Richardson reached. But, you know,
he laid the foundation for Razorback basketball. Now, Nolan built a whole new wing to it.
Yeah.
You bet.
You know, he built a tower on it. But Eddie did. He and the triplets, until they came along, basketball was never popular
in
Arkansas.
Yeah, put basketball on the map
for
Arkansas. It was all football.
And he later admitted, I handled that wrong. He said, I was taking shots at Frank because they had been feuding.
So I'm.
And Dixon, we've got the clip from Coach Broyles.
Well, no, this is
separate. Is this a different deal?
This is actually, it was about a week later that they brought Nolan in, right?
Right.
Okay, this is just a little bit from that news conference if you want to hear it.
Actually, let's hold off on that.
Okay.
I think we may have Coach Anderson now on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. Let's go right to the hotline and talk to Coach A. Coach, sorry about got crossed up on times there a little bit ago, but I appreciate you making a few minutes for us. How are you?
Oh, he may still be handing the
phone. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Great. Welcome to Central Arkansas. Congratulations on the win last night. 102-56 over UT Martin, and I'm assuming that was the first half you were looking for in the last outing that your team had.
Well, it was the one of the better first half and the second half, and you know that we played, playing and putting it all together. More guys that are playing some good basketball. We saw Moses Kinsley get a double-double. He keeps emerging on his basketball team. Bobby Portis, his sidekick, he continues to get better. The guy that I was really excited to see play and play well was Cody Clark. I thought he set the stage in last night from a scoring standpoint, blocking shots, just big-time energy in that game.
Yeah, he had 9 rebounds, and then Bobby Portis, 15-9 for him as well. Also had a highlight reel dunk, I understand. So, a lot of good performances to go around. Now you get the challenge of trying to pull off a couple of victories in 3 days. And after, you know, the trip over to Hawaii, I assume this will not be any great challenge considering you guys have already done the back-to-back thing. But talk to me about the challenge of trying to turn it around and face another opponent tomorrow.
Well, the biggest challenge is going to be we just played last night. We traveled to Central Arkansas, and our guys are done with school. Even yesterday when I came to shoot around, they were in such a jovial mood because they finished their classes. And, you know, the coach, you worry about that. And so now the next thing that's on my mind is we played, we shot the ball well against Tennessee Martin, and now we're going to play against a South Alabama team that I think is a much better basketball team, has been tested, played at Gonzaga, and has played some really good teams, have a great player on their team. So, do we continue to have the focus? Because now they're going to get a chance to get 2 or 3 days off right before Christmas. You know, I don't want them to check out too soon. So that's right now, that's the one I'm wrestling with. But hopefully these guys stay focused and the leadership will really be the catalyst in this and keeping these guys on track.
Coach, you guys have shot it exceptionally well in the early going this season. Were you anticipating that your team would be so effective, especially beyond the arc?
I knew we'd be a better, hopefully, passing team, and of course, sometimes the better passing team you are, the easier the shots are to make because everything's in rhythm. You know when the shot's going up, and you can go rebound the basketball as well. So our guys are making—they're playing unselfish and making the extra pass. And guys have really—they've really put some time in the gym. I've got a lot of gym rats now, guys that really embody trying to get better, and you could see it in the spring You can really see it in the summer when the new guys came up. Bobby, Moses, Manuel, a guy like Landis who's been sitting out. And they carried on through the fall. And so it's good to see that those putting that time in is paying off early on right now.
Coach, when you look at the personnel, clearly a more talented team this year. But one of the things that stood out, too, and I've talked to Ernie Murray about this a lot as well. I know he's been with your team over in Hawaii and been up on campus a couple of times. It's the chemistry. And you can see it. These are guys that, you know, truly play well together. And there's something to that. Can you quantify chemistry? I mean, how do you put your finger on that? But whatever it is, clearly it's working for you guys right now.
But we got the right guys. We got guys that embody winning. We got guys that, you know, put the team before themselves. I think we called it WeHawk. That was, you know, our name tag starting off, WeHawk. And so we went through some ROTC training where they had to kind of figure out how they can get across a lawn without touching the floor, and they had to depend on each other. They blindfolded the captain. So we can see how do we work together for the good of the team. Then we did some physical training with the ROTC, just trying to build some bonding, guys trusting one another, and some of that is carry over even to our workouts. And guys are going and being the buddy system, going to get a guy, let's go to gym and let's get some shots up. So it's one of those things. I think we've got the right guys, and some of the leadership is really starting to step up. Cody Clark, Kiko Hadar, and when you got good guys now, the guys that, you know, sometimes don't get it right, if you don't get it right, then you stand out because there are a lot more guys doing it the right way.
Mike Wally Hall, do you think that trip to Italy helped your team become closer and more cohesive?
I think that was a starting point, Wally. I think we started off with that, and then, of course, now we had a chance to go out and bring in more guys that fit what we're doing. You know, I've said all along, it's year three, and this is the year we really want to make that next step. Everywhere we've been, that's what is taking place. And I think it has a lot to do with the culture. The culture's changing. You know, these kids are going to be held accountable on and off the floor. And we're seeing a lot of major results. And our guys are really giving themselves in our community in the Northwest Arkansas and even in the state of Arkansas. And they're doing – had a tremendous semester in the summer. And I'm anxious to see the grades come out for this spring semester. And it seems like we got some guys – man, they're doing outstanding. And so with that being said, it bodes well that we are doing some good things on the floor as well.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Rashad Madden's development this year? And it's, we've all been sort of waiting for that light to go on and his confidence that we saw through his high school career to return. It seems like he has turned the corner a little bit in that regard.
I applaud Kai because he's maturing. I mean, he's growing up. Sometimes the little silly things, sometimes, you know, you got to push them aside and really focus in on touching, you know, trying to get in touch with your abilities and what you bring to the table and be real with yourself. And he's one of those guys that, you know, he's had some suspensions here and there and just trying to find himself. And as I say, when you're around good people, you know, some of that rubs off on you too. It's just like if you're around bad people, mm-hmm. you know, a bad apple, it can spoil you. But I think it reverses the other way too, and I think that's what we're seeing. And now Kai's playing with a lot of confidence and playing basketball, that the kind of basketball that we thought he was capable of playing.
Coach, luckily you guys play enough games at the Bud that people don't generally complain about the one game here in Central Arkansas like they do sometimes with football. But talk to me about, from your perspective, the advantages of playing here. Certainly got a couple of Central Arkansas guys on the team, but talk to me from your perspective what you like and what you see as an advantage about coming down here once a year.
Well, first of all, we're Arkansas's team, and I think when I look back on, you know, the history and the time that I was here before, our guys enjoyed coming to Central Arkansas. You get a chance to play in front of some of the fans. Don't get a chance to come up to Bud Walton Arena and watch the Hawks play. So they're watching on TV. And, you know, if you've been to a game, and I'm sure you guys have been to a game, it does not do it justice just to see it on TV. Mm-hmm. When you're there, you're involved. You're into it. It's something going on each and every time when you're watching that game, man. If you go to the bathroom, you might miss out on something. So with that being said, the enthusiasm here is great, and our kids enjoy coming and playing. And basically, we want to bring our team to the fans here so they can get a chance to enjoy it as well.
Now, that's the one thing we've been talking about a lot is that, you know, you guys have had some moments the last couple of years, but this is a team that is certainly worth the price of admission. And we've talked about, look, you know, at the end of the day, people are paying for their tickets. This is entertainment for them. Certainly they root for the team with all their guts. I mean, in this state, you mentioned it's Arkansas's team. But this is a team that is so much fun to watch, and I got to believe it's a team that's fun to coach.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I hear from a lot of people the excitement, and that excites me. And I think we're still a work in progress, and as we continue to progress, I think this team got a high ceiling. As long as we continue to stay humble and hungry, and keep working, and all of that, keep playing together, keep trusting one another, and our depth is the biggest key to our basketball team, and we can see it's getting better and better each and every game. Different guys are stepping up. We're seeing some of the seniors. Ricky Scott, mm-hmm. a guy that's kind of, got lost there on the bench there. Now he's figuring it out. The greatest thing for our team right now is we got competition at a lot of different spots. So you can't get complacent if you don't. You might be looking at who's next.
That's right. Coach, appreciate the time very much. Enjoy your time with the Tip-Off Club, and we will see you tomorrow night at Verizon Arena.
Okay. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Mike Anderson. Hogs looking to go 9-2 in the early part of the season with a victory tomorrow night against South Alabama, and I am looking forward to being there. I always look forward to going to the game at Verizon, try to get to a few games up at the Bud as well, because that's a great environment, especially once we get into conference play, especially if they're playing one of the better teams in the conference, get a good crowd in there.
If this team could open SEC play with a win at Texas A&M, this could be a very good season, but they've got to get some road confidence early.
Yeah. You know, we were looking at the schedule too, Wally. You know, it's the one thing that's a little disappointing is that, and I don't mean to keep going back to this one game, but like you look at a team like Auburn, which is they're awful, and
worse than that.
But it'd be fun to play them there this year. You know what I mean? As opposed to getting that as a home game, that would be a relatively easy by Arkansas standards road game for them to get a victory. And any road game certainly pays dividends.
Last year at Auburn, so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's at Bud, and they only play them once this year with the scheduling quirks.
Yeah, and they get Kentucky twice. How lucky is that?
Well, if you beat them twice, it's good. And you get Florida, and you get Missouri twice. So if you win the majority of those games, that's great, because the rest of the time, your RPI is taking a dump with some of those games.
If you can just win.